And good afternoon. It is time for a look at local and area news, and it's brought to you by Barfield Carpets and Northside Wine and Spirits. I'm Ryan Turk. The first court appearance is in the books for the man being charged for the Jacksonville murder of Marcus Jackson. 19-year-old Avery Berry of Jacksonville waived extradition in court this morning, according to Jacksonville Police Lieutenant Rodney Cox. After Berry's court appearance concluded, Cox confirmed with WLDS WEAI News that the Morgan County deputies will be picking up Berry in the near future. At that point, Berry will be brought back to Morgan County Jail and remain there until he appears in front of a Morgan County judge for a first hearing. Berry is being charged with three counts of first-degree murder for the October 24th incident. He was picked up earlier this week by U.S. Marshals in the St. Louis area.
Hello, Barfield Carpets.
I need to speak to one of the elves.
Elves? We don't have any elves here, but any of our flooring choices would make great Christmas gifts, and we'll even bring our samples to your home, so I guess in a way we're Santa's special elves.
Well, if you're an elf, will you tell Santa that I've been nice all year?
Uh-huh.
And I want a new computer.
Uh-huh.
My own TV.
Mm-hmm.
Nintendo.
Mm-hmm. See what the elves have waiting for you. Call Barfield Carpets at 243-2655 for first quality carpets and first quality installations.
Multiple methamphetamine charges have been assessed to two individuals arrested in Jacksonville Tuesday night. 43-year-old Michael Emerson of the 700 block of South Kiosko and 39-year-old Terrace Johnson of the 1300 block of Southeast were arrested by the Jacksonville Police Department at Emerson's residence at around 11:15 p.m. for possession of a controlled substance. According to an officer from the ISP, Central Illinois Enforcement, additional information was revealed after the interviews with Emerson and Johnson. Officers believe methamphetamine was being cooked at Emerson's residence, and the waste from the product was then dumped into Movistar Creek. When arrested, both Emerson and Johnson had the methamphetamine in their possession. The ISP officer informed WLDS WEAI News that Emerson's additional charges included possession of cannabis, methamphetamine manufacturing waste, unlawful use of property for meth manufacturing, methamphetamine manufacturing material, participation in methamphetamine. The additional charges for Johnson include unlawful participation in methamphetamine manufacturing and methamphetamine manufacturing material. Bond will be set for Johnson tomorrow. Due to an out-of-county warrant, no bond will be posted at this time for Emerson. Both Johnson and Emerson remain in custody at the Morgan County Jail. A Jacksonville organization is emphasizing the importance of giving rather than receiving over the holiday season. In 2008, James and Amanda LaMolino of Jacksonville started the Operation Christmas Hope organization to make sure local families in need had a blessed holiday. James says that the Operation Christmas Hope has been able to provide a Merry Christmas for over 40 families.
What we do is we find out these families that are coming on hard times and are not receiving help from any other charity. You know, we just feel like kids deserve to have something on Christmas, so we collect new toys and new clothes, gift cards, cash donations, and we go out and we buy things that are needed, and we put the list together, and we get a big wrapping party together. We wrap all the gifts up and deliver them usually within a few days before Christmas.
With the help of generous people throughout the community, James says Operation Christmas Hope has been able to thrive.
Some people really enjoy shopping for kids, whether they know them or not. They love to go out and buy toys and clothes. So we have a list of what the children kind of are into and the size of clothes that they wear. Sometimes people like to buy for the younger ones, so the older kids kind of get pushed off to the side. That's where we use the cash donations. We'll kind of fill the gaps with cash. We'll go out, we'll buy for those teenagers, and we put it all together.
James says there's been an outpour of community support this year. Donations can be made by checking the Operation Christmas Facebook page or by making a drop-off at the Soap Company Coffee Shop on South Main in Jacksonville. This is the last week to make a donation. District 117 officials say attendance is normal, but at least one school had a high number of students out of school last week. Assistant Superintendent Dana Kinley says 45 absences were reported at South Elementary on December 8th. She says that included students who were reporting flu-like symptoms. South has 371 students, and Kinley says that's the only recent incident where a large number of absences were reported. She says District 117 attendance is currently at a high level. The Illinois Department of Employment Security is out with a reminder. IDES Director Jay Rowell says anyone who collected unemployment insurance still needs to pay the tax on those benefits.
It makes it easier for individuals. We let them know when their 1099 form is available. They can just log in online like they do already to manage their benefits, and they can just print down the 1099 form.
The 1099 form will be emailed out January. Rouse says the online system saves taxpayers hundreds of thousands of dollars on postage and paper costs. To sign up, go to illinois.gov, then type in 1099G into the search box. And Attorney General Lisa Madigan says a digital ad company called Point Roll has agreed to pay $750,000 to settle claims that it violated the privacy of consumers who used Apple Safari web browsers. Madigan and AGs from five other states sued Point Roll, charging that the company circumvented Safari's privacy settings and placed cookies on consumer web surfing choices without their knowledge or approval. In addition to the payment, the company must promise to cease the practice and take steps to be more transparent about when it gathers consumer information and for what purposes.
Northside Wine and Spirits is celebrating its grand opening all month long with specials like Bud and Bud Light 24 packs for just $16.39, 18 pack cans only $12.49, Coors and Miller Light 24 pack cans $16.49, Coors and Miller Light 18 pack cans or bottles just $11.89, Keystone Light 30 packs for $12.79, Natural Light 30 packs are $13.99. Take advantage of these great prices. Northside Wine and Spirits open Monday through Thursday 9 to 11, Friday and Saturday 9 a.m. to 1 a.m., Sundays noon to 7 at 105 West Walnut, Jacksonville.
Williamson and Erisman Hires Funeral Homes offer burial and cremation services to families in the community. They have a full staff of caring professionals surrounded by beautiful facilities and all at an affordable cost. Williamson and Erisman Hires Funeral Homes, proudly serving communities in West Central Illinois.
We now have the following death and funeral announcements to bring to your attention this afternoon. Helen Rands, age 87 of Palmyra, died Monday at her residence. Helen Rands. Graveside services will be held at 11 a.m. Saturday at Oak Hill Cemetery. Mary K. Elmore, age 71 of Jacksonville, died Monday at Memorial Medical Center in Springfield. Mary K. Elmore. A memorial service will be held at 6 p.m. Thursday at Buchanan and Cody Funeral Home in Jacksonville. The family will meet friends following the service. Dolores Jane Baptist Doughty, age 74 of Jacksonville, died Tuesday in Jacksonville. Dolores Jane Baptist Doughty. A funeral service will be held at 10 a.m. Saturday at Williamson Funeral Home. Burial will be at Pine Tree Cemetery near Patterson, and family will meet friends from 4 to 7 p.m. Friday at the funeral home. Upcoming services for Hortensia Hayes will be held at 10 a.m. Thursday at Williamson Funeral Home. Hortensia Hayes. Burial will take place at East Cemetery in Jacksonville, and the family will meet friends today up until 7 p.m. at the funeral home. A full look at the forecast is on the way next. The Reminder Bulletin News is always on the air as it happens. For news and weather at your fingertips anytime, visit us online at WLDS.com.